AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. Oh, dashboard light problems? We can help. Our free Fix Finder service can read your check engine light, ABS light, and service indicator light, and give you possible solutions, verified by licensed technicians. You'll even get detailed results sent straight to your email, so you have them when you need it most. It's the most complete free warning light report, backed by the most robust database of technician solutions. The free Fix Finder service, only at AutoZone. Restrictions apply.
Get in the zone, AutoZone!
I'm 5'11".
Barely 5'4".
I weigh about 170 pounds.
Brown eyes.
Blue eyes.
Brown hair.
Gray hair.
I'm a baseball fanatic.
I'm a wife.
A mom.
A sister.
And a grandfather.
I'm a bodybuilder.
I'm a research analyst.
Small business owner.
Teacher.
Dance fitness instructor.
Film and television actor.
I'm an office clerk.
I'm a copywriter.
I'm a veteran.
I have a prosthetic leg.
I have multiple sclerosis.
I have lupus.
Cerebral palsy.
Post-traumatic stress disorder.
I'm blind.
And I'm working in a job I love.
I love.
Because I was given a chance.
Because I was given a chance.
To contribute my skills and talents.
To show my disability is only one part of who I am.
Who I am.
Who I am.
At work, it's what people can do that matters.
For more information, visit whatcanyoudocampaign.org.
You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, Jordan.
What an absolutely great day. Great day, Jordan. Matty Hudak, great day as well. Saints Wire, ESPN New Orleans, and now PA announcer for your New Orleans Jesters. Congratulations.
Hudak, me.
Yeah.
Hudak, me.
Oh, wow, there you go. Hudak, me. A great day in Cincinnati. Great day for LSU fans. Let's see. Here it is. Why am I not getting any sound anymore? What did you do, Jordan?
I'm not taking this blame.
What'd you do? Let's see. I got nothing. Mm. What'd you do?
Cable sucks.
Oh.
You know, it'd be great if you had it plugged in, Gus.
Well, you know, you are... How long have you been here?
I don't know how
long. You should do...
I've been here for 2 hours and 1 minute.
A systems check at the top of every hour. There it is. That is Joe Burrow throwing a Jamar. Uh-oh. Now, Jamar Chase dropped that pass. It's, he throws two passes here. A little high and to the left, you know, and he's just kind of in back under center. He's like at the 4 yard line, Matty, and there's Chase at the 2 yard. Oh, I mean, he should have caught that.
Yeah.
Apparently, there's a couple more videos than with showing Jamar Chase dropping. No, that's not the story, though. That's not the story. Joe did touch on what it's like to have Jamar Chase, though, as a teammate.
No, I was excited. Obviously, me and Jamar have a good rapport, good friends, good teammates. I think he's going to bring some explosiveness to our offense. He's tough to tackle. You get the ball in his hands, and he's a big, strong receiver that, you know, corners are going to have a tough time tackling him, and then he can take the top off the defense. So we have some great receivers, great weapons that are at our disposal, and he's got to utilize them properly.
Now, Matty, it's been about 2 hours since we open up the show with this. Are you still concerned for Joe Burrow's life?
Has something changed?
Okay, I was making sure. I was just hoping that maybe 2 hours later it'd be a little more. It's going to be okay.
No, I've just thought more about Andrew Luck, okay. More about soccer injuries and how knees can really end someone's career.
Joe Burrow on his knee and how it feels.
Probably 80-85% now. You know, we had some strength tests done and, you know, all that showed 80-85% compared to the right leg. So we're on pace. We're really good. We're looking really good. Just got to keep strengthening. At this point, there's a lot of things that I can't do. It's just getting it stronger.
There you go. Things are looking well.
Not a lot of things that he can't do.
No, can't do. Like, yeah, exactly. He's
doing, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
He's doing fine.
Yeah, he's fine, man. What are you worried about?
I know. What?
Is it 15%?
Huh.
15 to 20%
but
that
it's May 25th.
Yeah, but he's a second year rookie. Yeah. He destroyed his knee.
Maddie, if I had, you know, if there was a
such a thing as a coin where if I flipped it and it was 85%, it would be heads.
All right, well, let me ask you this.
Would you, and you could win $1 million, would you not flip the coin?
Are you in the
would
same?
I lose anything?
Are you in the same camp of those Saints fans that are absolutely convinced that Quan Alexander is ready to play against the Packers? The Saints only signed him, even though he tore his Achilles in December.
I mean, he's not our starting quarterback, and
well, he's a starting linebacker.
Yeah, again, not the starting quarterback that drafted first overall.
Well, a year ago. No, I hear you. He says he's feeling better. Joe, what's it like to be on the field?
Yeah, it's good to be back. Good to see everybody.
Looking at
whenever anybody comes back from the offseason, it's fun to see everybody get some work in. It's fun being back on the field. That's for sure.
Now Jordan's concerned about the knee brace. So not concerned. You just want to know what kind.
He's fine.
Is it?
I gotta know what kind. So maybe I could go put some stocks into that.
Is that what you wanted to do?
Yeah.
Okay, let's see.
We're testing them out. They're not my favorite thing in the world, but comes with the territory. So we'll find one that. Is the lesser of all evils.
Okay, because at first it sounded like I don't want to wear one, but he's being made to wear one. It's a good thing.
I mean, they're...
But that ought to tell you where he feels. He feels like I don't even need one.
Well, did you see him running? I mean, there's a reason that people don't want to wear those knee braces. Right. They're very restrictive.
And he likes to be mobile. Some of his biggest plays at LSU have been escaping the pocket, going to the top of the... Why are y'all all of a sudden, y'all's faces are contorting? He did! He moved the
His
line!
His favorite plays are escaping the pocket. That's just...
It happened at LSU. Just, everyone, please.
I understand that.
Can someone send me video where the LSU Tigers offensive line, the year they won a national championship, resembled Alabama's offensive line where Matt Jones could have had a picnic?
I'm not disagreeing with
exactly.
you. But
he's always been.
He's also not having NFL defensive linemen coming at him.
Sure he is. He plays in the SEC. That's what I hear all the time, that everybody in the SEC plays as an NFL player.
Just because you can escape a poor O-line doesn't mean that you should.
Look. Not saying that you shouldn't be concerned.
This would be like
Justin Herbert got sacked
getting in
the same
an
amount of times, and not everybody's
not
worried about Justin Herbert's life.
Justin Herbert got a tackle.
Right. The New Orleans Saints have a better offensive line than the Bengals? Drew Brees almost died last year. I mean, punctured lungs, 11 ribs, rotator cuff.
Well,
one game, the entire he said he felt healthy against Detroit, and they were down 14-0 before I sat.
Well, we don't
down.
Know where the
well. I'm just saying
rotator cuff came from. And
my point is, you can have as good offensive line as possible, and you can still get hurt.
Well, that was actually Cesar Ruiz, who was his rookie season. There was no OTAs, and he was supposed to play center.
Oh, here we go, Maddie. Sounds like you're trying to find reasons now. I mean,
yeah, and it kind of took Drew Brees out of the game and of football, pretty much.
Right.
So are you arguing that?
Well, what I'm saying is it can happen. It can happen with a good offensive line. It can happen with a bad offensive line. And, yes, that's a very good point. The Saints went, our other quarterback literally almost died.
Yep.
So we need to do things better. They went and got Zach Streif. I know you're saying you could have done things better by getting Penei Sewell, but that would have been one guy out of five. They did go get some guys. They did change offensive line coach. They did do things as well in the offseason. They just didn't draft Penei Sewell. I mean, they did other things. I can't tell you what they were.
Penei Sewell, he's a left tackle, right?
Yeah.
So that's at least that's the blind side. And one out of five is better than zero out of five. And
true.
I mean, did you watch the injury on him? It was like they all just fell forward like
right, like that nobody blocked.
That's I would draft nothing but O-linemen in that draft.
But that's my point. Nobody blocked. Look, Maddie, I'm with you. But this could
Are
have been
you?
No. Well, yes, because this could have been solved week 3-4 last year. Simple tweet or little text to somebody that covers the league. Signing with Clutch Sports. If he just signs with Clutch Sports. What happens when you sign with Clutch Sports, Jordan? When a player's... If Zion was to sign with Clutch Sports today, leaves his agency, signs with... Exactly. I'm telling you the next 3 days would be Pelicans fans going, he's leaving. When you sign with Clutch Sports...
Did Joe Burrow sign with...
No, that's what I'm saying. He should have signed, and then that would put the fear of you-know-what into Zach Taylor, the organization, everything. Not that he could have forced his way out. He would have been the first player to have done it. Exactly. He's sitting, or I'm telling you, a trade would have happened. all because there's a photo of Rich Paul landing in Cincinnati. I'm telling you, that's it.
Listen, isn't it Eli Manning didn't want to end up going somewhere?
Absolutely, San Diego.
Yeah.
See, I'm not going.
You're literally threatening my career and my livelihood. I'm sitting.
And all Joe had to do is, I don't know what you're talking about.
Or he could have said, I don't want you to. I mean, in fairness, Joe Burrow was the one that asked for Ja'Marr Chase. So there is that. Mm-hmm. But the organization, in my opinion, has a responsibility. And it's funny that, like, there's a lot of criticism towards, like, you know, Aaron Rodgers wanting control over the organization, Russell Wilson wanting control over his organization, and we criticize them a lot. But it almost is, you know, they did. It's different when it's a reigning MVP, both of them have won Super Bowls and have been with the organization for a long time and want a little bit of say in the thing. But to give, you know, your second-year quarterback his best buddy from college at the risk of his livelihood, and Ja'Marr Chase is going to be useless if Joe Burrow is annihilated next season. So I just, at that point, like, coaches need to protect players. It's why a lot of the time, you know, they'll put a player on IR. Players can be their own worst enemies.
I understand.
Because of their competitive spirit. So I just, wouldn't have been me.
But that guy would be 1 of 5.
Yes, again, right. Better than 0 out of 5.
But 1 of 5.
Have you?
I understand that, but it's 1 of 5. It's like, it's not going to fix the entire offensive line. You still need a better coach.
So is your solution to just not address the O-line?
That's not what I'm saying.
But they have good receivers. They didn't need another receiver. They needed an O-line, and they had the prime position.
Let's make a bet.
Sure.
Okay. What did he get sacked last year? 32. Not all the games. So let's take to the point that he's got, you know, hurt for the remainder of the season. On a sack, on his knee, and see if he sacked 32 times by day.
Should we do over-under on 25? I'll go over.
Jordan, look up what game that he got hurt in. Like, how many games did he play?
Joe Burrow?
Yeah. The other two bits of, I guess, we talked to Mike Kiney a little bit last segment about Julio Jones, Matt Schaub. Former Falcon quarterback, how we get there.
Frustration sets in, and you can see where things are trending when you're a player. And with the salary cap situation, you've had some injuries. I think you see the writing on the wall. And, you know, I think for him, he's just trying to get out in front of it and spin the narrative in his direction. And you know, if things are going to go a certain way, he wants to try to be in control of it.
So, by the way, what week was it?
Week 11.
Okay, so it's almost the whole season.
Okay.
He made it almost the whole season.
Yay?
Yeah, well,
so then that number is even more magnified.
Tyrod Taylor got a lung puncture taking a shot by a...
Right, but Justin Herbert got the same amount of tackles, sacks as him, and he played all 16 games.
Better team.
Yeah, I would agree.
And that team was in the playoffs 2 seasons ago, so you probably have remnants of a... better offensive line, better team.
Yeah, and again, they better prioritize that in protecting their rookie quarterback.
Okay. I don't have your name on my screen, but apparently you're Josh. Josh, what you got, Josh?
I'm back at it again, y'all. Maddie, I got a question. The first round is not the only round of the draft. If you look at the Bengals draft this year, they literally drafted 3 offensive linemen. 1 in the second round, 1 in the fourth, and 1 in the fifth. So, like, I understand the hyperbolic comments of, like, oh, Penei Sewell and whatnot. They literally filled in 2, possibly 3 starting offensive linemen spots this year. And I don't want to hear this third, fourth rounder offensive lineman because Carl Nix, Jari Evans come ring my mind a little bit. So I don't understand what you're saying. Like, the Bengals literally spent half of their draft for Joe Burrow's protection.
I think you bring up a lot of fair points, but my thing is, like, you know, I'm not familiar with the Bengals' evaluation process and, you know, how they tend to look for talent in the trenches. So while they might have drafted a couple people in later rounds, were they quality picks? I'm not entirely sure. It just, to me, when you get a rookie quarterback, and when you are a first-round draft pick, normally it's for bad reasons, and we've just seen so many young quarterbacks either get their careers ended pretty early or just kind of get that deer in headlights look with a bad O-line, and I just, you know, maybe that they ended up drafting a couple of them, but with the Saints, you know, I'm more comfortable with their evaluation of O-linemen just because I'm more familiar with them in general, but for all I know, you know, these could all be great tackles or they could all be awful ones, but I just don't see you know, passing over someone when you have that high of a pick and it's such an important part. I'm a trenches person, so that could just be a personal bias, but.
I totally understand what you're saying, but other than the outlier in Andrew Luck, what quarterback had his career ended because the team was garbage and he got hurt? I mean, really, like every other failure when it comes to quarterback, big time name quarterbacks early draft, is the defunctness of the franchise and or that in between the headspace of the quarterback. So like this whole like argument of like, oh, he's going to get hurt, he's going to throw it out there. I mean, do you think an entire franchise would let their number one overall pick just be thrown to the Wolves? No. They drafted a second-round guard who was actually like the third-rated guard coming out of the draft behind Slater, who was taken 40 picks prior to him. And then they drafted some backup linemen. So, like, I understand what you're saying in the sense of, like, you're worried and all that type of stuff, but, like, let's be real here. This is an NFL that is developing into a high-powered offensive, you know, scoring system. Yes, I do agree with you. You win in the trenches, but at the same time, I mean, if you got to compete with the Chiefs and trying to get to the AFC Championship, you know, having Penei Sewell run blocking for you isn't going to put up 40 points.
Well,
so I understand what you're saying, but I mean, they literally spent half of their draft capital this year to protect him. So.
Yeah, but you bring up the Chiefs, and then you watch the Chiefs in the Super Bowl, and Patrick Mahomes was literally running for his life, and that was the
largest reason the entire offensive line gets injured.
You can't have a high passing game without an O-line.
Right.
Well, I agree with you. Maddie, I totally agree with you. They made it to the Super Bowl with a bad offensive line. You just proved my point. You literally just proved my point. If the offense was that bad, how did they make it to the Super Bowl then?
Good.
So
Patrick Mahomes, and then they lost because of their O-line in the Super Bowl. Right. So you're saying the
skill level of the quarterback can excel a team past having a bad offensive line. If we do agree that Joe Burrow is this next great player, don't you think his skill would overtake the offensive line just like Patrick Mahomes does? I'm not saying he's anywhere close to Patrick Mahomes. What I'm saying is with a great quarterback, you can not have a good O-line and have great weapons and just dink and dunk and get it out, you know? So hyperbolic
comment. Are you in law school?
Hyperbolic
because you
comment.
Should be.
He's good.
Yeah.
It's really good. Really good.
I love the show. And Maddie, you as much as I love Jordan, I do love Jordan. I loved Gus as well. You definitely bring a little spice to the conversation.
Ooh,
I love it.
Well, thank you.
Jordan.
Keep spicing it up.
What are you doing? You're like asleep over there.
I was cutting mayor sound.
Who's mayor?
The New York City's mayor.
What?
Trey Young.
Yeah, this is what I'm working with here, guys.
Oh, New York City. Oh, I see what you did there. By the way, as we go to break, just for you. Yes, there it is. That is the Carolina Panthers, Christian McCaffrey. Maddie, look at him. Look at him. He's catching a pass in slow-mo. Oh, he just got a handoff. He's giving dap to a teammate. Ooh, that looks like enough. Oh, look, Sam Darnold completed a pass.
Well, he didn't drop it, so he's...
I'm just saying.
Jamar Chase.
Look, he's wiping sweat off of his face because he's working, Maddie. He's working. Panthers, Buccaneers, Falcons, OTA, Saints. Doing something. It's a sports hangover. We come back. More with Maddie, Jordan, and me, I guess. It's the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
Summer heat is approaching, and so are the Red Hot Deals.
Red Hot Deals.
At Craig LeBlanc Toyota in Houma. Shop online at CraigLeBlancToyota.com or at the store. Great offers like the sporty 21 Toyota Camry or the Corolla with class-leading gas mileage and complimentary two-year maintenance. Or the stylish and dependable 2021 RAV4 and Highlander. Stop by Craig LeBlanc Toyota and make this a summer to remember with your new Toyota. Only at your number one volume dealer in Houma. Craig LeBlanc Toyota.
This is Mike Dettigi. If you love having the weekends to do special things, at Neal's Small Engine, you will find everything you need to keep your lawn nice and neat. We have Gravely and Skag Zero Turn lawnmowers and Echo, Shindawa and Steel trimmers, blowers, and chainsaws. Our showroom is the biggest in the South. So if you want the best products along with the best service, there's only one place to go. That's Neal's Small Engine Incorporated. Three locations to serve you in Houma, LaRose, and Thibodaux. It's the best on the bayou.
Avenue Wine and Spirits has one of the largest and most diverse wine and spirit selections in the city. At 2025 St. Charles Avenue, Avenue Wine and Spirits has some of the rarest bourbons, wines, and Japanese whiskeys, like 18-year-old Yamasaki. Avenue Wine and Spirits sells wine by the glass, and they've got free delivery for orders over $20. Dial 504-522-3864. Never show up empty-handed to a watch party again. Avenue Wine and Spirits, 2025 St. Charles Avenue.
A new name, a new era. TGMC is now Terrebonne General Health System. This change reflects our transition to more of an all-around healthcare partner rather than just a healthcare provider. With new facilities, new innovations, and new ways to help you, we've done more than change our name. We've changed our future. To see what's new at Terrebonne General Health System, visit tghealthsystem.com.
Good afternoon.
Let's hit it.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
Matt, I'm going to try to get a hold of Delvin Bro here in a quick second for a very good reason, right?
Yeah, guys, if you're not doing anything this Saturday, and even if you are doing something, there is a virtual component of this. Team Gleason is putting on Awesome Ain't Easy, and it's actually put on by two Saints fans, the fan of the year, Steph Williams, and a streamer. His name is Zach French, and he actually put on a virtual fundraiser with Team Gleason last year, and they actually were, you know, able to raise some money during this pandemic, which was, you know, pretty impressive in general. Delvin Bro will be there. It's going to be a meet and greet, and they're going to be streaming, you know, a Madden game that you can, you know, play along with. There's going to be a DJ down there from Atlanta. It's at Treps NOLA, and it's on Saturday, May 29th from 11 to 5, and it's a $10 donation. They're also going to be having a Steve Gleason IPA there as well. And all of the funds, you know, are going to be going towards, the, you know, the Team Gleason and everything they do in terms of, you know, technological advancements and just making people's, you know, lives with ALS much more livable and also, you know, trying to change legislation and things like that. I'm writing a piece on this, so it'll be out tomorrow, but that's kind of the gist of it. So be sure to check it out, Treps NOLA on Saturday.
For sure. Let's bring in Mr. Delvin Bro Sr. here on to the show. Delvin, how are you this afternoon? Thanks for joining the Sports Hangover with Gus and Maddie. Hello, Delvin?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Hey, we sir. How are you, man?
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. Can you hear us?
Okay, yep. How y'all doing? Thank y'all so much for having me.
Yeah, for sure, man. You can be followed over on Twitter, BroShow24. I'm going to ask you about some of the stuff you've been doing as of late, man. But as Maddie just went over all of the things that are going to be happening over the weekend, man, how important was it for you to be a part of something like this?
Oh, I can't wait for it. When Steph and Gaming Grunt, they told me about it, it was an immediate yes, you know, especially with my guys Steve and Rivers and their family over there. You know, they're big, huge fans. I'm a big, huge fan of theirs. So this is big. This is easy for me. I'm glad to be there. I can't wait to see and meet a lot of my Who Dat Nation. So thank you so much.
Yeah, and Delvin, you just done, you know, a really good job of really integrating, you know, with the New Orleans community. And I remember when we talked when, you know, Drew Brees retired, and we discussed kind of his impact that he had on you and your perseverance through your injury and everything like that. And is that something that, you know, you can kind of relate to with the Team Gleason efforts as well?
Oh, yeah, indeed. Shout out to Drew Brees and his retirement. my guy, man, sorry to see you leave, man, but I know you're going to do great things. But, yes, most definitely. Just being able to tell my story and give back to the community is something that I've always wanted to do, you know, especially seeing Drew Brees and how he definitely give back to the community. So me doing that is definitely humbling for me, and I'm honored to do it. You know, a lot of guys and kids down in the community need this positivity. So I'm definitely, you know, interested in it, and I love the opportunity.
Speaking of Delvin Bro, you can follow him over on Twitter at BroShow24. You know, Delvin, you bring up kids, community, and positive things that you can sort of see. And, when I think of when we put on the TV, man, and we watch either an NFL Sunday or an NBA playoff game or something, we see the guys there. And a lot of times what doesn't ever get reported or people really understand is the work and overcoming of things that need to happen. Is that one of the reasons you wanted to write Unbroken?
Say that again?
I said, is one of the reasons you wanted to write your book Unbroken about what you have to overcome and persevere?
Indeed. Yes, indeed. Like, I'm glad to have written it now that I'm getting so much positive feedback. You know, it's just more so, you know, of I want people to be like confident, you know, have confidence in yourself despite what you've been through. You know, there are going to be obstacles and adversities that's going to get in your way. Man, so be it. You know, like, hey, we have to face those things. And that's why I wrote my story, because I want people to understand, like, hey, this is what, you know, Delvin Bro went through. This is what he did to overcome those things. He persevered through those things despite, you know, breaking his neck and you know, overcoming three suicide attempts. So it's something that I'm definitely inspired and I always wanted to do. So I'm glad I did it.
Yeah, and something that, you know, the Team Gleason thing kind of, you know, embodies, and this is actually a quote from Drew Brees' speech, you know, when he gave – when Steve Gleason was awarded, you know, the Congressional Medal, he said, you know, that there's tragedy and triumph. And that's really how, you know, I feel like it is with, you know, Team Gleason, but it also is with your story as well. And so kind of being able to, you know, bring all of that together, it's really this unique, you know, part of New Orleans where it's kind of, you know, the ability to see darkness, or I'm sorry, light through the darkness and, you know, really keep moving through these things. So, you know, is this, you know, kind of like a personal thing to you as well, being with Team Gleason and having kind of that backstory that's having to, you know, persevere through your own tragedies?
Yes, indeed. You just said a lot, man. That's definitely the reason why I did it. You know, it's just to show other people that there are multiple ways, because we're going to be in the dark. You're going to be in some dark times. You know, you're going to have dark spaces. You're going to have those depressive days, but they're going to be the better days. They're going to be light at the end of the tunnel. You know, don't quit on yourself in the moment, because it's just a moment feeling. Once we understand that, once we get over that moment feeling, man, you're going to be more successful. You're going to want to do more. You're going to be more confident in your next moves, just because you know, okay, I'm down, but I'm not out. You know, that's why I always say my quote, not dead, can't quit. You know, right. I look at Steve, prime example. He's not dead and he ain't quitting. It was a no-brainer for me to take this opportunity, you know what I'm saying, to help and give back to their foundation, you know, because he's the epitome of that. He's fighting every day. He's fighting every day. He's a fearless believer, never giving up, you know. So it's easy, and being able to just give back to the community with that part and bringing the positivity, I'm all for it.
Obviously, in this endeavor, not only writing a book, but being still a part of this community here as well, man. I are you still surprised by how many – let me ask you this way. Have people asked you, can you still play cornerback for the New Orleans Saints? Right now? Because there's kind of a hole over there, you know, with your Orange Jenkins. I'm just wondering. But, you know what I'm getting at, Delvin, man. I remember covering you, dude. It just – people just gravitated to you. And have always, you know, been happy with what you've been able to do, success. Even they followed you over at the CFL, dude. But can you play corner?
Man, come on, absolutely. You know, I still can go. You know, I still can go. But, you know, it's just God's timing, and it's my purpose. You know, I follow God's timing. You know, it's his divine plan for me. And it was just my time to hang the cleats up. You know, I didn't play 10 years or something that was taken away from me, right? They told me I was never going to play again, you know, let alone be alive. And I did it. But 10 years, I played 10 years. I won. I beat the odds. So now it's time for me to tell it. Time for me to, you know, to help other people inspire them in their journey, right? Somebody needs to hear my story right now along their journey. And it's my time to give that purpose, fulfill that purpose for those kids and those people to continue to keep going, you know, not dead, can't quit.
Yeah, I love that saying. I remember that from when we talked. And so just to, you know, kind of end it with this event, you know, what to kind of tell people that would want to be coming, you know, what can they expect? Are you going to be playing in this Madden game?
Oh, no, man. No. No, indeed, though. No. I'm going to play this for revenge to try to give me a rematch, but I'm not good in Madden. But, no, you can expect a lot of fun. You can expect to meet me and greet. You can expect to see my books. You can expect to meet Gaming Grunt, Steph, the coordinator of this event. You can expect to have a lot of fun. Treps Nola, I've never been to the place, but I've seen pictures and it looks amazing. So just come out, have a great time. I mean, it's just all fun, all positive, peace, love, and positivity. And like I said, we're going to have Madden on the live stream. So whoever wants it, come out here and get some work, because I'm putting my money on Gaming Grunt all day. I'm putting my money on Gaming Grunt all day. So come out and have a good time, and I hope to see you guys there.
All right, great. Thanks so much again, Delvin. And again, for everyone listening, that's May 29th at Treps NOLA. It's 4327 Bienville Street. Did I just butcher that? And it's 11 to 5 with a $10 donation. Right. And Tyrone Hughes will be there as well, along with Delvin Bro. So you guys really, you know, go ahead and check it out. And thanks again, Delvin. And I think, you know, you're one of, you know, the perfect people to help represent this event.
Absolutely. Thank you guys so much. Appreciate it.
For sure, man. Take care, buddy. Go follow Delvin over on Twitter as well, at BroShow24. And Amazon has his book, Unbroken, there as well. Jordan, I love that. Not dead, can't quit, or something like that?
Not dead,
not quit. No quit. What's your motto there, buddy?
Live, breathe.
You see, he's not giving himself. Yeah, it was sleep, right? Something like live and breathe.
Live,
period. Laugh, love.
No, live, period, breathe.
Yeah, that's his motto. Just wake up and breathe.
Live, period, breathe?
Yeah.
Yeah, period.
He wants to, like, market it, shirts, and I told him we need to work on that.
Live, period, breathe, period. It's because I don't want it to be too flashy.
Oh, well, this is just
Yeah, you know, like, how they,
he means, the dot itself, period.
So live, breathe.
The little circle, and then period.
That's the dream?
It's just it's a motto to
look good. Jordan Cleaver, everyone.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jordan
Cleaver. Period, breathe.
Live, breathe.
Some people want to be, you know, a scientist or an astronaut.
Well, you can't do any of those, Maddie.
Without living
unless you breathe. Can't throw it to Ja'Marr Chase unless Joe breathes, and he won't breathe per Maddie if he's not protected. See, we all circle it back around. That's what we do.
Living.
Maddie Hudak, Gus Cottonkill, Jordan Kleber, buddy, taking your phone calls. How do we only have 30 minutes left? Goes by fast.
Time flies when you're talking conspiracy theories.
Oh, it's happening. DeAndre Ayton will not make it. What was it, 21 minutes, a caller said?
21 minutes.
He's absolutely getting two personal fouls in the first quarter. It's happening. Sports Hangover continues next on ESPN New Orleans.
Stay away, American woman. Listen what I say.
Goodyear knows the importance of keeping momentum as you head down the stretch. Momentum starts with movement. It's pulled from the air like a contested rebound. Momentum builds with steals and fast breaks, and is proven by deep threes as the shot clock expires. Momentum is how we change the game. And now it's time to discover where it can take us. Goodyear, more driven.
It's Small Business Month, and Dell Technologies and Windows are celebrating your unstoppable drive. Save up to 45% on powerful PCs with Windows 10 Pro to work from anywhere. Plus top monitors and docks for the ultimate business setup, all with easy financing options through Dell Financial Services. Speak to a Dell Technologies advisor who can help you find the right business tech, server, storage, and cloud solutions at 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL for Small Business Month savings.
If you're a business owner who's hiring, it can feel like trying to find a needle in a haystack, but ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates for you and invites them to apply. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. So while other companies give you too many options, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free at this web address, ZipRecruiter.com/max. That's ZipRecruiter.com/max.
You know him?
To be honest with you, Fitz, this letter will not change a lot for me.
You love her.
There's no simple solution how to move forward. You mentioned if you could go back in time.
Sarah Spain, Jason Fitz, Spain and Fitz.
We're back.
He's not going to feel it the same way. It's like a Harden or a West.
Today is a dark, dark day for the New York Knicks.
He's allowed to benefit from the hype of us promoting him to MVP level.
And they let him go for nothing.
Spain and Fitz returns weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Good afternoon.
Only one performance a day.
Well, let's get this show on the road, eh?
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Cattingell.
You know, nothing makes me happier. You can shake it all you want, Jordan. Everybody's picking it up at the MMQB Monday Morning Quarterback, Maddie. There it is. There's Joey. Joe Burrow's throwing the football.
We're going back to Joe Burrow?
Yeah, well, he's throwing the football. Isn't that important? He's throwing the football, and then they're showing, who's this? Oh, that's right, a cornerback he kind of liked. J.C. Horn backpedaling and coming forward and catching a football. Pick 6, Panthers. Where are the, Jordan, where are the Saints OTA videos of the rookies?
They don't have any.
No?
They're pushing all golf carts.
I saw a video of Tom.
They're quote golfing. Has anyone actually seen?
Well, no. I saw a video though of Sam Darnold throwing to Christian McCaffrey in Carolina. Do we have a video? Anybody seen a video of Winston hitting? Is it Michael Thomas? I haven't seen him. Alvin Kamara catching it from Taysom Hill.
No.
Anybody? None?
Who's to say that they aren't in Idaho?
I understand. I'm not saying that they're not. I wouldn't mind seeing a video. That's all. You know who's extremely confident? A buddy of mine at the gym. His name is Rory. Mm-hmm. And I see him each and every morning. Why are you joking? Why are you laughing all of a sudden when I say that?
I thought you said something else.
Well, anyway, let's bring him on. He called. I asked him to call. Hi, Roy. How are you?
Hey, what's going on, man?
First off, I think Maddie would be impressed here, and Jordan would as well. Every time the Saints play anybody, Roy wears a shirt of that team.
Interesting.
Yes. So you have a shirt, and it's actually a matching cap, too, sometimes.
Is this like reverse voodoo?
I don't know. No, no. He's actually in favor and hoping that the other team wins. He's a Miami Dolphin fan. Let's just get that out the way. Yeah. But, Roy, do you have every single possible opponent, or do you look at the Saints' schedule, say, for the upcoming season, and look at the closet and go, I'm going to need a shirt and a hat?
Nah, I have a shirt for every team except the Cowboys and AFC East opponents like the Bills.
Well, the Saints are playing them this year. yeah,
and the Cowboys.
Yeah.
So,
and the Cowboys.
Giddy up.
And the Cowboys. So those games I pretty go neutral on.
All right. So look, the reason I also asked you to call in as well is because Roy goes to like the Dolphin games. Like he travels to Miami. He's a huge, huge Vince fan. Why are you so excited? Because the data schedule came out, Maddie. I took two steps in, and he's like, "Look, we're contenders." Why? Why, Roy? Why are you so excited?
Because Flores and Greer, they've done an amazing job. They've done a very, very amazing job with the front office and the whole new roster they have. Because technically, they don't really have. They have probably like 9 players left from the Greer era. I mean, the Philbin era and the Gase era. So it's like a whole new roster.
Maddie, do you think the AFC East? From top to bottom, we don't know what the Jets are going to be, right? But you would have to think better coaching, better management, to be better prospects for New York. But you look at the rest, like, will New England be a solid team this year? What do you think of his Dolphins?
Well, it depends. Is it going to be McCorkle or Cam Newton?
I think it's going to be probably like Cam, probably to halfway mid through the season. They're probably just going to throw Mac Jones in, to be honest with you. They're probably going to finish out to me. Probably 10-7.
I asked you today on the cardio machine. I said, how many losses until Belichick pulls Cam? Is it 2 losses? Is it 3 losses? Is it, I mean, what do you think makes that switch happen?
Oh, man. Our defense is going to be phenomenal. Everything is lined up. It all depends on Tua, though. Mm-hmm. Tua is the main factor. Of this whole season, we plugged every player maker that he could get. We got Jalen Waddle, we got Will Fuller, so we got a lot of speed in our wide receiver core. So it's basically all depends on Tua, and he's doing great. And he never had off season last year, and he had COVID and all that. All that was in the way. So now he's got a full off season, and he's ready to go. He's more confident. He hit all the haters back in the background in his ear. So it's like motivation for him.
Maddie, Roy also helps run message boards for the Finns, and everybody wanted to get rid of Tua. All of a sudden, you and I, we did agree on that, Roy. Like, I didn't understand the Tua hate. But last year, tell her. I mean, the amount of people that he's taking receipts. Roy has screenshots.
I am screenshotting receipts. I'm screenshotting every receipt. I got probably like 10,000 people coming to me saying, we should get Watson. We should get Watson. We should get Watson. Now all of a sudden, we should get Aaron Rodgers. We should get Aaron Rodgers. We should get Aaron Rodgers. So it's like a big name. Y'all not even giving Tua a chance yet. Give this guy a chance. Give him a year. Him a year.
It doesn't help that your coach didn't even really give him a chance and you know, the – I just think that the Dolphins didn't go about this in a way that would instill fan confidence in Tua by not having him start and then pulling Ryan Fitzpatrick when they were doing well. And then in a mid-game where they're not doing well, pulling Tua and then putting Ryan Fitzpatrick in for the rest of the season. Like, right. Well, I'm unsurprised that your fan base is, you know, not backing Tua because your coach didn't really do a great job of doing that either. So
the Dolphins, our fan base is so tired of losing for 20 years. Now that we actually have, and I believe I'm so excited, but this season is the same way Saints was excited when 2006 season came because y'all knew what y'all had. Y'all knew it was about to happen, just like we know it was about to happen. It's not like we hoping we do good or we hoping we make the playoffs or we scratching and trying to just get a great over 500 season. I know we're going to have a great season this year. I guarantee we'll be in the playoffs. Guaranteed.
Well, you were 10-6 a year ago. Roy, before we let you go, man, in 30 seconds, how many wins do you think the Saints get this year?
Probably 9. 9-8.
Jordan, it's a little lower than your 11-6 there, Joe. Okay. All right, Roy. See you tomorrow. Thank you for the phone call, sir.
All right, my friend. See y'all later.
There he goes. I'm not kidding. Like, it's the Saints game weekend. Whoever they're playing, top to bottom, decked out in the opposing team's.
Is this like a...
Oh, he aggravates everybody that walks in.
Does he enjoy?
Oh, absolutely.
Chaos? Clearly.
Oh, I mean, he's a Dolphin fan. What does he care? You know, it's funny though. It is. He doesn't wear Dolphin stuff on Friday because I guess he's got to keep that clean for the game. But he wears it every other day.
Ah.
But yes, on Friday, whoever, like Friday before the season opener, it'll be the Green Bay Packers shirt. With the Green Bay, he might be a full cheese head. Matter of fact, have you heard of Aaron Rodgers?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. He kind of looked like who was the 30 Seconds to Mars lead singer? Played the Joker. My gosh, my brain. Recently,
Joaquin Phoenix.
No, he might have won actually the Oscar for doing it. You know what I'm talking about, man. Anyway, he looks like him. No, he looks like a musician. Did you see him? He's in Hawaii playing guitar at some restaurant or something, and then he's like. Joins Kenny Mayne yesterday on a FaceTime, and he breaks his silence. So, Maddie, this is no longer speculation. Jared Leto, yes.
That's who it is.
This is no longer, well, Maddie, what do you think, you know, Aaron Rodgers is thinking? He actually tells us yesterday.
It's never been about the draft pick, picking Jordan. I love Jordan. He's a great kid. A lot of fun to work together. I love the coaching staff, love my teammates, you know, love the fan base in Green Bay. It's incredible. Incredible 16 years. It's just kind of about a philosophy, you know, and maybe forgetting that it is about the people that make the thing go. It's about character. It's about culture. It's about doing things the right way. A lot of this was put in motion last year, and the wrench was just kind of thrown into it when I won MVP and played the way I played last year. So this is just kind of, I think, the spill out of all that, but look, man, it is about the people, and that's the most important thing. Green Bay has always been about the people, from Curly Lambeau being owner and founder to the 60s with Lombardi and Bart Starr and all those incredible names, to the 90s teams with Coach Holmgren and Farvey and the Minister of Defense, to the run that we've been on. It's about the people.
Did you learn anything in that? What'd you take out of that?
Listen, you know, I did a whole series on replacing franchise quarterbacks and the sentiment of, is it better to get rid of a player a year early than a year too late? And when he keeps saying it's about the people, like, this isn't, you know, that difficult. It's human nature and, like, basic psychology of just treating someone like you respect them. I don't know. And out of all the quarterbacks I looked at in that one, you know, Brett Favre was perhaps the most, you know, disgruntled one that went away. And there was this ugly divide in training camp before that. And then, like I've said, you know, to have that be something that reminiscent of the fact. But the thing with Aaron was they just drafted at 24. But to have them trade up, select Jordan Love. And I don't know, to me, like, the quarterback is the most challenging position. It's the face of the team. It's who everyone looks at when the chips fall and, you know, when they win, they lose, it's all the quarterback unless the kicker misses a field goal in the final couple of minutes. But I don't know why there shouldn't, you know, I don't know. I'm Team Aaron, honestly. And I'm not really a big Aaron Rodgers fan in general.
So you think the Packers should sign him to a long-term extension or give him a
new deal and
go ride with him until he goes off into the sunset?
I don't.
Because right now what it boils down to, I guess, is people are reporting it's either him or the general manager. It's not the coach, he said. He said he likes the players. He says this is about management. And not any, but he specifically mentioned the staff, so it's not LaFleur.
Well, and then...
So what do you do, Matt, if you're the owner?
Well, I look at the people that didn't show up for OTAs along with Aaron Rodgers, including Davante Adams, Alan Lazard, like multiple...
Like starters?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And, it'd be one thing if... But this seems to me... And I don't know that this is entirely conjecture, obviously, but pretty notable amount of people, including Davante Adams, who was the one that tweeted that thing out, like, you're going to miss me when I'm gone kind of thing. So that indicates to me the players are a little more on the side of Aaron. And so if the GM doesn't go, I don't know what that even means for, like, the rest of the team, you know? Like, do they want to be a part of this, and what does their future look like, and not feeling that security? It's the same reason that Tom Brady left – New England. They just wanted to get an extension and retire basically with their team of choice. And it is a business.
He wanted a commitment.
Yeah.
He wanted to sort of feel I'm with you and you're with me throughout. Here's the other side. We got to hit the break. But when we come back, to the detriment of, like many Saints fans believe, did the Saints do that though on the other side?
Well, that was the whole point of my series.
Well, there you go. Should they have? 2 seasons ago, drafted someone.
They tried to draft Mahomes.
I know, but that's my point, right? Did they wait too long in waiting for him to decide and maybe missed an opportunity to go to the Super Bowl? I mean, that's a fair,
it is.
Argument. When we come back, though, there's some people nationally that are saying, what team are you on? Team Rogers, team management. Hear their takes, and we can chime in. Final segment next on ESPN New Orleans.
Join us for our Memorial Day sales event going on now until June 1st at Southland Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Fiat in Houma. Get a great deal on a Ram truck today. See all their new commercial trucks and vans. Southland has the perfect vehicle for your business with Ram's long-lasting new pickups or their efficient new Ram work vans. Choosing the right one should be easy. Get more for your business with a new Ram truck or van at Southland Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Fiat, 6161 West Park Avenue in Houma. Here for you yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
Energize your business with Bayou Black Electric Supply in Houma. When you're elbow deep in a job, the last thing you need is to lose time and money fetching electrical supplies. Bayou Black Electric will deliver your items to the job site. There's daily scheduled service throughout South Louisiana, Lafourche, Terrebonne, Morgan City, New Iberia, and Lafayette, plus the river parishes too. If you need parts, call Bayou Black Electric Supply, 985-223-8807, Highway 311 in Houma.
Hey, New Orleans, this is Nate Osborne, head coach of the NOLA Gold, your Major League Rugby team.
Hey, New Orleans, it's Carl Mayer of your NOLA Gold rugby team. The 2021 Major League Rugby season is here.
In the Shrine on Airline, now called the Gold Mine.
The Gold Mine is COVID conscious, so you can spread out around the stadium to enjoy the hard-hitting, non-stop action of Major League Rugby, filled with world-class players.
And mate, the best part is that our season tickets are about the same price as one game in other pro sports. Check us out at NOLAGoldRugby.com or just call 50 Rugby.
It's time for some straight talk. Sure, saving money feels good, but cutting your wireless bill in half, that feels really good. Like walk-off home run in the 9th inning kind of good. Okay, maybe not that good, but pretty darn good. With Straight Talk, you can get 25 gigs of high-speed data for $45 a month, up to 50% less than the other guys, plus no contract. All on America's best networks. Why pay a whole lot when you could pay half? Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise.
What are you waiting for?
Pick up the phone.
We want you to be on the show.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Who's side you on? Mike Tannenbaum. Earlier this morning on ESPN, Maddie, used to be a front office exec with the Jets, you remember?
I'm.
Yeah. Which side do you think he's on?
Do you pick the player over the general manager?
No, you don't. And here's why, though. You just won the MVP. The guy that you're mad at, by the way, just assembled a heck of a good team. We went to the Final Four 2 years in a row. That's really hard to do. You were the MVP because of the players he put around you. So you may be mad at him. We'll handle ways that we could get better, but we don't need to fire him. He actually helped you get better, believe it or not. So let's worry about what we can solve, and let's not worry about him. Let's worry about focusing on the field and winning a championship.
Oh,
I didn't realize that the new ultimate championship was getting to the championship game and losing 2 years in a row.
Jay Williams.
I don't think that's a difficult choice. Personally, I take Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers gets me to a championship.
Aaron Rodgers, I want to retire as a Green Bay Packer. Like, I think for everything he stood for the community, and I even the fact that he didn't say anything lets me know that Aaron Rodgers is always remaining disciplined, his style and approach. Like, he's not going to throw somebody underneath the bus. You just have to figure out that's worth it.
Hmm. Keyshawn Johnson is his radio mate.
Aaron Rodgers may be right, but to go and get rid of a guy who's a general manager to bring Aaron Rodgers back to make him happy, now Aaron Rodgers is put in a position where everybody's looking at him funny, side-eye. What if it doesn't work? What if they go back? Let's say they win the division and they lose again in the second round, and they don't get to, or they lose again in the NFC Championship game. Now, Aaron Rodgers, you're the bad guy. You got rid of the general manager. So it's like the best thing for me, if I'm the general manager along with the president of the team and whoever else is in charge, I'm trying to get the most value I could possibly get for Aaron Rodgers, and I've now got to just move on. Because Aaron Rodgers, if he doesn't want to be in the building, I'm not getting rid of my general manager.
One final bit, Maddie, and I'll let you go. Rob Domofsky, Packers ESPN reporter on the situation.
Right now, Rodgers is still dug in on his intentions to never play here again. The Packers are still set on not trading him. The organization is committed to general manager Brian Gutekunst. That's who Rodgers has his beef with. So right now, it's Jordan Love, Blake Bortles, and Kirk Benkert, the quarterback that they signed off the street last week as they move into OTAs.
It's not even about Aaron Rodgers. Why would Jordan Love want to stay with this organization? It's not to me.
I've actually said that to several people.
It's not to me. Right. Is it Aaron Rodgers or the GM? It's if you. It's not choosing Aaron Rodgers, but if you choose this GM, no. If I'm a player, I want out of this organization. Like it, that makes absolutely. You know what? Just what? You know,
Jordan. I love Jordan. He's a great kid. A lot of fun to work together.
Jordan, I made your own sounder.
I know.
Yeah, I cut it just for you. Nice and short, so when I, you know, blame you for something.
Jordan, I love Jordan. He's a great kid. A lot of fun to work together.
Who better than Aaron Rodgers are you hating hey. Who you call a bum? By the way, he thinks he's terrible, Aaron Rodgers.
He is terrible.
I mean, again, I literally, like, to me, I don't even care about, again, Aaron Rodgers, but right. This idea of, like, you, this GM assembled this great team. I'm
but
sorry.
He
yeah, but, yeah. Again, they were embarrassed by the 49ers last year in the championship game. Yeah. What do? Drafted a quarterback to sit and traded up to do him instead of getting someone that could actually take them to the next level. And I feel like
I think sometimes people forget what really makes an organization. Mm-hmm. And, you know, history is important.
It's important.
You know, legacy. Of so many people who've come before you.
Yeah.
But the people. That's the most important thing. The people make an organization. People make a business. And sometimes that gets forgotten. You know, culture is built brick by brick, the foundation of it by the people, not by the organization, not by the building, not by the corporation. It's built by the people. And I've been fortunate enough to play with a number of amazing, amazing people and got to work for some amazing people as well. And it's those people that build the foundation of those entities.
That's really deep. Like a presidential speech for people.
But I do know what it's not about.
It's never been about the draft pick, picking Jordan. I love Jordan. He's a great kid.
Yeah, he does.
A lot of fun to work together.
Yeah, it's not bad.
I love coaching staff. Love my teammates. You know, love the fan base in Green Bay. It's incredible.
He kind of mentioned everybody but the general manager.
But, so, I mean, again, you know, everyone says football's a business, and yes, it is. But to me, it's hard to give that blanket statement when the quarterback position is just so unique than any other position on the field. And you can see that in literal money dollar signs. Like, people get $100 million contracts for this role, and I don't know. I just think it's weird. And he mentioned legacy. He went into his For the People.
He is about
thing.
The people.
But Russell Wilson mentioned the same thing about his legacy and having this control over their legacy.
Yeah.
And I see a lot of criticism towards that. But in the NBA, that's the norm. They want to go chase their legacy. They go to a team that will help them win a championship. But
LeBron James should be ashamed of himself. It was weak. His response to it. It was leaderless. It was inexcusable for him not to provide a better explanation. I'm talking about his comments when asked about it.
You mean about the vaccine or about the...
Everything, okay. And I'm going to explain why.
He was busy.
Everybody has the right to their own privacy. You don't want people to let people know whether you took the vaccine or not. That is your business. But there's a whole bunch of things that LeBron James has elected to speak up about that he felt was a detriment to our community, and he, because he's a leader and he wanted to bring attention and a voice to matters, he felt compelled to speak up. But on the matter of the vaccine, you got nothing to say all of these months. Nah, it don't work that way. You either want to be out front and center to bring in a voice to issues, or you don't, period. But in this particular instance, Molly and Max, where it resonates more exponentially, is the fact that here you are, LeBron James. You know what the safety protocols are for the NBA. You know how it looks. You know that it got Kyrie held out for a bit longer than he was supposed to be out, along with other players. But you do it anyway. Why'd you do it? Because you LeBron James. And we all know who you are.